Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
It was this day back in 1957 that Elvis Presley bought the Graceland Mansion. He paid $102,500 for it. The 23-room, 10,000-square-foot home would be expanded to 17,500 square feet of living space. Here's Priscilla Presley.
And I'm very aware of what Graceland has come to mean to so many people throughout the world. It's a tangible link to the man that they loved and admired through the years. And as an executor of his estate, it was my feeling that Graceland should be open to the public so they could share in his accomplishments and have a clearer understanding of not only the legend, but of the man himself.
The Bee Gees' 15th studio album hit the number one spot on this day in 79, Spirits Having Flown. The first three tracks were released as singles, all reaching number one. Here's the only remaining Bee Gee, Barry Gibb.
My greatest regret is that every brother I've lost was in a moment when we were not getting on. And so I have to live with that. I'm the last man standing.
Born on this day in 1919, American jazz pianist and vocalist Nat King Cole. He recorded over 100 songs that become hits on the pop charts.
It's when I fall in love.
My lover's got humor.
And turning 31 today, Hozier, Irish singer and songwriter. His self-titled 2014 album went to number one in 9 European countries, and his 2013 single, Take Me to the Church, was a top 3 hit in 10 European countries. He was actually surprised at the song's success.
We'd laugh at studio if we thought this would work on radio. I didn't think it would work on Irish radio, because it just was never designed to be I'm amazed. I'm very encouraged.
Only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick.
That is a look at Today in Music for Wednesday, March 17, Mix 104.9.